On any weekday morning, long lines to get into the Judeo-Christian Healthcare Clinic at times start as early as 3 a.m. The doors open up at 9, and last year it served over 28,000 patients. The reason? Well, executive director of the clinic, Kelly Elizabeth Bell, said it is one of the few places in Tampa Bay that offers free healthcare to those whose income falls slightly above the poverty level and who do not qualify for other federal or county healthcare services.
The Judeo-Christian Health Clinic provides medical services for people who are uninsured and hardworking and low income. They don't qualify for services like Medicare or Medicaid, generally because their income is just a little bit too high. The folks who come here work in regular jobs, but can't afford insurance or maybe aren't offered insurance through their employers.
According to the St. Petersburg Times, unemployment in Florida is at an all-time high at 11.2%. And over the past year, more than 340,000 Floridians have lost their jobs. Myrna Robinson, a 7-year volunteer at the Judeo-Christian Health Clinic, said the rise in unemployment has changed the demographic and number of the patients.
I mentioned to Kelly the other day, and this may sound discriminatory, but it is not. When I first started coming to the clinic, most of the last names were Hispanic. And I noticed now, as I mentioned the other day, that a lot of the new patients that I'm getting through the patient assistance programs have non-Hispanic names. I've seen an increase in the type of person who's coming here. The people who have had insurance lost their jobs because of the financial problems and now don't have insurance because of the loss of jobs.
On Saturday night, the Senate narrowly voted to begin debate on the Democrats' $848 billion health care bill. In a report released today by U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius, 4 million Floridian residents do not have health insurance, but would be covered if the bill is passed. Pat Harvey is a new patient at Judeo-Christian Health Clinic. She's uninsured by way of being recently unemployed.
I had a mammogram. And they found something. They wanted some more lateral views. And they did them. And then they said they saw something there that I should be consulting with. I lost my job a year ago. Have not been able to find work. I've always worked most of my life. I've always paid my own way. I've always had insurance and never worried about it. Then all of a sudden you have no insurance and boom, something happens. What do? Where do you turn?
Harvey is not taking being unemployed sitting down. She has called more than 800 places inquiring about positions, but is still without a job and in need of health care. In a tearful recount, she tells WMNF about her struggles.
It's very discouraging. There are times that I've gone out from 9, 10 o'clock in the morning to 5, 6 o'clock at night, dropping off resumes and talking with people, and even part-time. They say for every job out there, there's 6 or 10 people applying for it, if not more. And they're trying to get people with degrees more than anything. Well, at 62, I'm not going to go back to school and get a degree. I've worked all my life since I was 14, and I never thought this would happen to me. There were times I'd go home in tears thinking, what are you going to do? What do people do when they know they can work? They want to work, but they can't find a job because nobody wants to hire them. And then to find out that you might have something to do with breast cancer or something, it's very humbling, and I'm just so grateful there's a place like this for people to pay rent, because I don't know what I'd do otherwise.
According to the Courthouse News Service, if the Senate bill is passed, it is estimated to extend coverage to 31 million more Americans, covering 94% of Americans. Volunteer Myrna Robinson said national health care cannot come too soon. She recalled the story of a woman who almost died from a severe case of breast cancer because she could not get health care prior to coming to the clinic.
I think if we had national health care, the example that I just gave you about the unfortunate lady with the breast cancer, a lady in our community that had insurance, lost her job, at that time lost her insurance. After that, felt some lumps in her breast. The tumors in her breast weighed 40 pounds, and they were so heavy that when she would be on her back, they cracked 3 ribs. Could not receive medical care anywhere, doctors or hospital, she would have not been in that predicament. She would have been able to receive medical care soon enough.
The Judeo-Christian Healthcare Clinic was founded in 1972 by Reverend James Holmes of the St. John Presbyterian Church. Executive Director Bell said it had very humble beginnings, but has grown since thanks to Reverend Holmes' commitment to offering health care to those in need.
He felt that people who didn't have health care deserved a place to get it. And so they started one night a week in the Sunday school classroom in their church with one doctor and one nurse, just seeing a couple of patients at a time. And the need grew, and so did the clinic. And so they moved from a Sunday school classroom eventually into the building that we're in now, which is a 7,000 square foot state-of-the-art building. And so we see as many patients as we can here in this building, 13 exam rooms, a dental clinic, a fully stocked state-licensed pharmacy, and an eye clinic.
The clinic is a nonprofit that runs solely on donations and volunteers. Patient Pat Harvey said she is extremely grateful for the help she receives at the Judeo-Christian Health Clinic and knows she is not the only one in need.
I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that don't even know about this, mm-hmm. which I think is a great thing to have. I'm very thankful and very humbled to be able to have something that I can go to that can help me, because I don't know where this is going to go. I don't know if I'm going to have cancer or if I don't.
People who want to apply for health care at the Judeo-Christian Health Clinic should bring a month's worth of paychecks and a photo ID to its location.
The art building. As many patients as we see in this building.
9 and 11 a.m. For WMNF News in Tampa, I'm Conchetta DeLuco.